Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayan Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayan Asaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayan Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness.
Thank you, my.
give the Almighty God thanks and praise for all His mercies and goodies. Yeah. Cause your life was given as a gift. Didn't do anything. She gets you. But look how many things that we do.
Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize. No!
There's a man, chronics reminding you, asking you kindly to give your thanks and praise. I said in everything, give God the thanks and praise. Just remember this in everything you do. Wherever you go, bring joy along the way. I never stop my brother, man. Just keep it cool. Overhead food, find your plate, but you still no one gives thanks. You still complaining, you're just complaining. Your pot stirring up, but it's never enough. You no one gives thanks. You still complaining, you still complaining. And when they ask you how you're doing, your reply is not too bad. I tell you, your life would be greater if you gave thanks for what you have. And in everything, give God a thanks and praise. Just remember this in everything you do. Wherever you go, bring joy along the way. I never stop my sister, no. Keep it moving. Dry your tears, my friend. Blessed and highly favored. Don't take it for granted. Remember your garbage and next man treasure. Anyway, mountain come my youth, they get up here. You still have say you don't know how tomorrow I go see. Tomorrow is another day. Remember some man a live fat man bread a day. So when they ask you how you doing, tell them you're doing great. Oh, never you complain. From your have blood running through your veins. In everything, give God a thanks and praise. Just remember this in everything you do. Wherever you go, bring joy along the way. And give thanks, my brother, man.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
Do we have massive? Are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Places I am giving just thanks and praises. I traveled in a magic time. My liberty is that of a prodigal son, and nowhere homeward bound. Still I'm easy in the sun, oftentimes keep it sex and freezing.
Today's daily psalm, we have psalm.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
O my God, O my God, O my God. Oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Thy trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evosha, al evosha, al evosha, al evosha, al evosha.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'letsu oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity. For it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble, out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his
trouble. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here. For this 17th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding and Ayinai and Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Sabbath strong, Yitro, Yitro. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, for the 17th weekly Torah portion, this sabbatical study, Shavuot Ob Habarim Habarim. Yitro, Hebrew first words,
words, words.
Why Yishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Hoten Moshe, et kol Asher Asa Elohim le Moshe, ul Yisrael amo ki ho siya Yahuwah et Yisrael mima Mitzrayim. Now, Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim had done for Moshe and for Yisrael, Amo, his people, how that the Yahweh had brought Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim out of Egypt. Hebrew first words here for this 17th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in I annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Sabbath strong, Yitro, Hebrew first words again. Why Yishma'a Yitro Kohen Midian? Hotein Moshe et kol Asher Asa Elohim le Moshe ul Yisrael amo ki hotsiya Yahuwah et Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard. And Jethro heard. Now, Jethro heard. Why Yishma'a Yitro of all that Elohim had done for Moshe and for Yisrael, Amo, Israel, his people. How that the Yahweh had brought Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. Hebrew first words, Yitro, Jethro.
Jethro. Ata Adonai,
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
Ata Adonai,
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Yerushalayim.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shalom, yes, I. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 25. We went through a full of a reasoning as per Psalm 47 and 7. Go take a read right there to give praise with understanding and understanding. So the study is very good to go through that particular psalm. I'd love to share that with the eye. But as a kind of a brief word, as we've been studying the psalms, right, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Studying the Psalms, we have Psalm 25 here. This is Le Dawid, in the proper pointing, Le Dawid. A common pointing or Judaic modern-day point, Le David. They say Le David, Le Dawid, Le David. We say Le Dawid of David. Now, in your Bibles, KJV, King James Bible, if you take a look at your KJV, King James Bible, if you have a good King James Bible, it will have the subscription there. You see the subscription. Sometimes be attached to verse 1. And usually it will be italicized, where it will have a psalm.
a psalm. Usually in the Tehillim, these are put in brackets. The word's not there, but it's implied in the sense. It's in the book of Psalms, thus a psalm of David. Right? But those words are not there. So we look at the superscription or the subscription. The subscription was written right there. That's often included in the Hebrew Psalms and the Tehillim as a part of the verse. So sometimes we quote a verse. It all depends if we're reading from the Tehillim. It might be one verse over in your KJV Targum, or the KJV interpretation translation right there, the King James Version. When we look at Psalm 25, a couple of interesting features of Psalm 25. I'm going to have to see if we can queue up and get the timing, you know, forward, you know, to really share the fuller full and go up and ride up in the Aliyah for this Torah portion in this season, 2018 here. This is, they say, a Black History Month. Oh, that's nice. You know what I mean? But we're about the true black, our black story. We as the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So right here, continuing the studies, we have Psalm 25, to chant a psalm a day, and the importance of the psalm. The psalm is like the core part of the Kaddish, the Kedase, the liturgy, the service, the Aboda. Right, our border as we have it, right, of Yisrael and the Lewim and the Kohanim, because his intention is and was that Israel be a Mamleket Kohanim and a Kadosh Goy, a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation. So now in the study of this psalm, Psalm 25, a prayer. This psalm is clearly a prayer, right, a prayer. It begins off in the superscription with Le David. Now, the genre and the structure. Now, something very interesting to kind of compare that this Psalm 25, Psalm, it's an ask for divine, for divine protection, guidance, and forgiveness as he affirms his loyalty and his royalty in, his loyalty to, and his trust in the Yahweh, in Yahweh, truth and life. This psalm is what's called an acrostic. Acrostic means that the Hebrew Aleph Beit, or Aleph to Tav, to Tau, the A to T, as you say A to Z in English, the Hebrew alphabet is reflected verse by verse in the psalm. So it's known as an acrostic. Every verse, which means every verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, now except for verse 18, right? Except for verse 18, which, like verse 19, it begins with a resh, right? Instead of the expected kof. Now, the final verse, which begins with pay, right, P or pay, it stands outside the acrostic scheme. This is what's interesting, the pay. Right? So we have in the Greek, they say the Alpha and Omega, like the beginning and end, Aleph, Omega in the Greek. In the Hebrew, Aleph, the Tav, Tau, or Tau, Aleph, the Tau. In the Amharic, we have the Ha to Peh, the Ha to Peh, right? The Ha and the Peh. The pay, the pet, the mouth, off, the pay, the fay. So here we have the Hebrew letter pay, and it stands outside of the acrostic, which is noteworthy. The beginning verse is really a key verse, right? To you, O Yahweh, my life I lift up, or to thee I, not unto, but to, right? If we want to him, it's to him. Un means not. To Yahweh do I lift up my soul, is is the core word of prayer. It's the core word, sound, and power. Le David, Eileka, Yahuwah, Nafshi, Asa, Nafshi, Asa, Nafshi, Asa, Nafshi, Asa, lifting up my soul. I lift her up. I lift her up. Often soul, nefesh, is feminine, and it's very important to understand that the double braid helix, as it were, spiritually speaking, the law of two truths, and here's where we really get the groundation here in this particular Torah portion. But just giving a kind of a noteworthy, this is a noteworthy psalm in connection with the Torah portion that we have right here, as well as the psalms for the Shavua, as they reflect upon Ionai Judaic way. So we have the testimony of the children, the faithful children, the royal and loyal children of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopian to me, O children of Israel? So that Naum, that oracle, there's a fulfillment. So we're just noting and testifying to that fulfillment of that oracle word of Amos 9 and 7 to prove its rightness and its exactness. And then there's also a connection of this particular first verse of the psalm to thee, oh he who he be, do I lift up my soul, Eleka Yahuwah, Nafshi, Asa, 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 Nafshi, Asa, Nafshi, Asa, I lift up my soul. And the last words of Moshiach upon the cross, the last words of Messiah upon the cross, when he says, into thy hands, right? Those key words there, into thy hands, I commend, he says, I commit, is the word that's found there, I commit, I commend. What's that word right there? On the cross. Note that. And I found it noteworthy in studying that in connection, right, in connection, right, with this right here. So the last words of Yeshua, right, okay, let's go where it says he gave the ghost. We recall that from KJV. Just studying this just as a couple of first, you know, of first of the first words, as it would be. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, right? In Matthew Gospel, right there, and it says right here, gave them a sign. Okay, right here. Okay. Let's go to this verse right here, just as a kind of a compare, right? A compare and a contrast. But we note this right here because there seems to be verses that when the Messiah was on the cross, there were verses of Psalms. Even the first word where he says, the Elohai, Elohai, that portion there, the Elohai, Elohai, and the Lama, the Lama Sabachthani. So we get to Matthew 27 and 50, right? It says, Yeshua, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up, it says, the ghost, but that's actually the pneuma, right, or what would be the spirit, right, the spirit. So now let's see if we can link this with I think it's in Luke's, would it be Luke's gospel? There's a particular, each of the gospel gives a very unique and interesting side of the testimony, My Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So that's Luke 23 and 45. Because when he's going through the full of the breakdown of Psalm 25, went through it like kind of verse by verse. I think it'd be very important to share it, whether now or even in the forwards, as a prayer. It's a kind of a model prayer, and it really teaches a certain basics. So he says, my spirit into thy hands, right? Into thy hands, right? So that link right there, there's that link right there with Psalm 25. So we have Luke 23:46, and I know there's other testimonies in the New Testament to the words said on the cross. Some say the seven words. We address the seven first verses of Psalm 25, and then also this basic point of reference, right? This point of reference that we have with the wording in the very first verse, Eleka Yahweh Nafshi Asa Nafshi Asa, to thee I mail, Eleka, to the I mail, he who be who he be, Nafshi, my soul, she, Asa, I lift up to you, right? The meaning is to express one's trust. To express one's trust, we have Psalms 86 and 4, as well as Psalm 143 and 8, that also implies the same context to prayer, right? Context to prayer. What is prayer? Why is prayer? What is the golden mean? This is like the golden mean in that sense, like the pi, the pay, the fe, the fi, the mouth. The Aleph, Alpi, Alfi Yahuwah, Alfe Yahuwah, upon the mouth of he who be, who he be. So just to share a little bit of this right here, my brothers and sisters, stay tuned. More to come. Very, very important psalm. A lot of key features that really intimately connect with this Torah portion that we have, the 17th Torah portion, Yitro, Yotor, Jethro, Vayishma'ah, Yitro, and Jethro heard. So we have the Shema of Yitro, of Jethro. And then we have this prayer here, and there's reflection in this prayer, Psalm 25, of the prayer of Moshe, of Exodus 33 and 13, show me thy ways, shew I thy ways. Also the reminding of the path and the answer, right, concerning the path of Yahweh. So to the request of show me thy ways in verse 4, we have verse 10, the path of Yahweh, giving that answer to that petition, the petition there, the prayer, the request, the supplication, right, and the link with the covenant and the testimonies, the covenant and the testimony. How do all things work together for the good of those who love he who be who he be? The emphasis on remembering, right? The positive, right? And the negative aspects of remembrances, right? Or the positive and the negative commands. That's what we like to touch on. But the real point that when we went through the fullness of it, just to note that right here for the record, is concerning the hate. No, so we're in the hate. Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no. But check this out. There's a principle here. Love and hate, right? There is the objective, right? There is the objective hatred, but there's a subjective love. The commandment is based on the subjective love coupled with the objective hatred. But here we get a testimony of subjective hatred, right? Subjective hatred and objective love, which is the bondage system, is the counterfeit religion, is the false spirituality. And get into that a little bit more as well, because we've been asking the question, does the Torah teach subjective, right, subjective love and objective hatred? And then as he was going through the daily psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek, after the order of the king of righteousness, the great king, the king of kings, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and going through this particular psalm, the psalm for the day right here, and in breaking it down, and then going through the build, we really went through a build, an elab on this particular psalm right here, and the parts, and not even as fully, but even opening it up to even our understanding and sharing it with the eye as well. It's a very, very important psalm, and I hope the eye then will get a chance to, you know, chant the psalm and read over the psalm, and also get a chance to hear, you know, hear the Targum, you know, that we went into the Rasha on this particular psalm, Psalm 25. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Hopefully at this, you know, at this time within the first service or perhaps the second service, but it's a whole hour. It's about an hour long. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters. A little more music. I think Dennis Brown is in order right here, right? Love and hate can never be friends. Principle, foundation, foundation. Awol, amen. Redeem Israel, O Hashem, out of all his troubles.
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Love and hate can never be friends, oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Yet be no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes the day when you'll be free by the Father's day. Leave a blue children. Oh yeah. Leave a pastor children. Cup running over, yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life, yeah. Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah.
cup run it over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. And also, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Thy trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al egoshal, 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 egoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al yaletsu oyevai li,
oyevai li, oyevai li, oyevai li, oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses, look upon mine affliction and my pains, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles, out of all his trouble,
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 out of all his trouble.
Rastafari, live it and read it in the arts of Alman.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kaf Hei, Psalm 25, And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kaf Hei, Psalm 25, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Jesus. And hear, Shema. Shemuli here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, a psalm of David to thee. O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Lift awi, Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esa. These words are to be considered in the light and illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15, that reads, In the same day thou shalt give him his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon him, for he is poor, and he lifteth his soul to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked Dawid, why dost thou lift up thy soul to me? David replied, because upon thine earth I am a hireling before thee, before the eye. Here, Job chapter 7 verse 2, it reads, a servant that eagerly longeth for the shadow, and a hireling that looketh for the reward of his walk, the reward of his work. And it is written of a hireling in the law of Moses in HaTorah, in the same day thou, the eye, shalt give him his hire. And so, to the eye, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Eleka, Yahuwah, Nafshi, Esar. For in the world's use, the hireling who completes his work for a householder asks the householder for the wage of his work, and the householder gives it to him. And shall it not be so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu? Blessed be he. Shall not the words, neither shall the sun go down upon a man's hire, apply also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shall it not also apply to the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One? Blessed be he. Now, if it is said of a hireling who asks the wage that the householder owes him, he lifteth his soul to him, How much more ought this be said of us, of I and I, whose lives, whose liberty depend, upon the eye? Another, in an other comment, the verse is read, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my life. Elekai Yahuwah Nafshi Esa. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying, when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. Another comment. The words, Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esar, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esar, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the 6th verse, Psalm 31, Psalm 31 verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Biyadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, biyadika, I commit afkid my soul, ruchi, biyadika afkid ruchi. Here, Psalm 31, verse 6. Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the wild verse that reads, Biyadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad, Biyadika, I commit afkid ruchi, my soul, ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom things are left for safekeeping, may confuse one man's things, one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man. For some things are not easily told apart. But with HaKadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, there is no such confusion. For Thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yahweh El Emet. Yahuwah, O He who be, we be, El, true good, true God, El, Amen. Thou, the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth. Yahuwah, El, Amen. Thus, like this, here, 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 this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lameid Aleith. The fuller verse reads, Padita Oti Yahuwah El Amen. Thou the I has redeemed me, redeemed thine. O he who he be, El Amen. Thou has redeemed thine, O Jehovah. Now the I, El Amen. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession, or another's spirit in his possession? Hence here it is said, now the eye restoreth what is left with thee, the eye for safekeeping, for thou the eye, O Jehovah, art God of truth, art El Amet. Padita oti, Yahuwah El Amet. Thou restorest, padita oti, what is left with thee for safekeeping. For thou the I, Yahuwah El Amet. Rav Iskandri Alexandri, he said, a mortal in whose possession new things are left for safekeeping, and with whom the things remain, returns them worn and used. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, blessed be He. Things worn, things worn out, things worn and used are left with Him for safekeeping, and He returns them anew. He returns them new, Chadash, Chadash. You can see for yourself that this is true. For the worker labors the whole day, and his spirit, Ruho, within him becomes weary and worn, so that he is tired when he goes to sleep. But Ruho, his spirit, his irit, is at peace. For it is in the safekeeping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the safekeeping of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And at dawn it returns a new creation to His body. As is said even in Lamentations, Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23, spirits are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Spirits are new every dawning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 23. Rav Shimon said in the name of Rav Simon, because thou renewest our spirits, I and thy iris each dawn, namen, namenalen, we believe, nay, nah. We are certain that thou, the I, wilt restore our spirits, I and I, iris, to I and I, at the resurrection. Rav Iskandri Alexandri said, because in our exile, I and I exile, thou, the I, renewest our spirits, I and I, iris, each dawn, we, I and I, are certain that thy, the I, faithfulness must be so great as to deliver us to I liver, I and I. And another comment, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul is burdened, how she is burdened. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa. To the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, nafshi, she is burdened, nafshi esa. And here, a midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf, hey, Psalm 25. The commentator arrives at this reading. To the eye, O Lord, how my soul is burdened. The commentator arrives at this reading of to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yahuwah Nashi Esa. By taking Esa, I lift up Esa, 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 I lift up in its other meaning of I carry a burden. Esa, I carry a burden. Therefore, in another comment, Elekai Yahuwah Nashi Esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, how she is burdened when the holy temple stood. A man who committed a sin, an akari, a chet, might bring an offering that made expiation for him. But now that we, that I and I, have no offerings, behold, on a fast day, our souls, our psyches are burdened. Reckon the affliction in our souls, in I and I souls, as a perfect offering. For we, I and I, have naught else but thy mercies to hold on to. Hence, here it is said, Elekai Yehovah, Nafshi Esa, to the eye, O he who be, we be, how my soul, how my psyche, how she is burdened. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, waived many of HaHikal, the temple rites of atonement. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, Eloheinu, for he will abundantly pardon. And other comments on Elekai Yahuwah Nafshi Esa, to the eye of Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. When Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 25, when Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul, he meant that David yearned for Torah, for Torah, the direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, and that Nafsho, his soul, she longed to be in the Beit Midrash, to be in the house of study, in the Beit Midrash. Thus, like this, David said, even in Psalm 26, Hebraically, the 8th verse, Psalm 26, verse 8, Lord, I love the habitation of thy house. Yahuwah, ahavti me'on beitika. Jehovah, O he who be, who he be, I love, ahavti, the habitation, me'on, of thy house, Beiteka. Yahuwah, ahabti, me'on, Beiteka. He also said, even in Psalm 84, verse 3, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Niksefa, wagam akalta, nafshi, lechat roti, Yahuwah, my soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts of Jehovah. Nikasafa wakama kalta nafshi lechatrot Yahuwah. He also said in the same psalm, Psalm 84, but here, Hebraically, the 11th verse, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. And he asked, even in Psalm 24, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Mia yahle behar yahua uwa mia yakum bia mikom karisho. Who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah? Mia yahle behar yahua, and who shall stand uwa mia yakum in his holy place? Bia mikom karisho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, replied, Knowest thou not? Knowest the eye not? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Very next verse, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Niki Akapai Uvar Levav. He that hath clean hands, Niki Akapai, and a pure heart, Uvar Levav. Niki Akapai Uvar Levav. Thereupon David rejoiced, saying, These I have clean hands. For it is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 8 and 15, David executed justice and righteousness to all his people, and a pure heart. For it is said in 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14, Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Hence, here Shlomo Solomon said, cold waters to a yearning soul. And David said further, I have sworn and I will perform it to keep thy righteous ordinances. Even here in Psalm 119 verse 106. Nia shibaiti yawae kayem lishmora mishipateyaz ida keka. I have sworn nia shibaiti and have confirmed it. Wae kayem to observe lishmora thy righteous ordinances. Mishipateyaz ida keka. And thereby he would obtain two rewards. One reward for the sworn oath, and one reward for obedience to the ordinance. My God, I have put my trust in thee. Bika Elohaya Bika Batakhti Alehosha Ala Ya Alutu Baili. My God, Elohai, Hailei, Elohai, I have put my trust in the eye. Elohai, Bika, Batachati, Bika. Rav Yitzchak said, in thee, Bika, in the eye, male and none other, Bika, in Elohai, Bika, Batachati, Elohai, Hailei, my God, I have put my trust, Bika. Bika in the eye means in thy law, bitorateka, for the numerical value of the letters bika in the eye is 22. The numerical, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters bait and kas and bika in the eye male, bika, is 22. The number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And here, Midrash note on Mizmor Kafe, here. In Gematria, by Gematria, in the Hebrew Gematria, Beit is 2. Beit is valued Hebraically as 2. And Kaf is 20, thus Bika 22. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, is an acrostic. It is a Hebrew Aleph Beit psalm. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindnesses. For they have been ever of old. Hear, today's psalm is more costly. Hear, the wow, the vav, the wow one, the sixth verse right here. Hear, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindnesses. For they have been ever of old. Zikora rachime kaiyahu wa wa chisadeka ki me olam heima. Remember, zikor, remember, rachimeka, thy compassions, thy tender mercy. Zikor rachimeka, wa oh hi shahova. Zikor rachimeka, wa wa chisadeka. Mercy, thy loving kindness, from of old, from the world, keep me olam heima, heima. They are, they be. Zikor rachimeka, Yehovah, wachisadeka, keep me olam heima. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, these words refer to those loving kindnesses that thou the I didst begin with Adam. Thou didst say to him, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Ki beyond ekalika min mot tamut. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou, the I, shall surely die. Ki b'yom ekalecha mimenu mot tamut. But hadst thou not afterwards given Adam one day of thine, a day that is 1,000 years, as is said even in Psalm 19, directly the fourth verse that reads, 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday. Ki elecha shanim be'aineka kuyom etmol ki ya evora v'ashmura balayla. For the verse, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Ki elef shanim be'aineka, for 1,000 years in thy eyes and thy sight. Ki for elef, 1,000 shanim, years. Ki elef shanim be'aineka, in thy eyesight. Ke yom etmol, like day yester. Ke yom etmol, are but as yesterday. Ki ya'evor, when. Ki when ya'evor, when it is passed, it is passed over, crossed over, when it's passed, ya'evor, ki ya'evor, with ashmura balayla, and as a watch, with ashmura, ashmura, a watch, balayla, in the night. Ki alefa shanim be'aineka, kut yom etamon, ki ya'evor, with ashmura balayla. How could Adam have united with Ishto, Eshto, Oseto, with his Isha, his Eshet, his Oset, with his wife, and begotten children? Hence, here, it is said, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses have been ever of old. Rachemikai Yehovah wachisadeka kia me olam hema. That is to say, ever since the days of Adam, 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 of Adam.
Live my food.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor Kafhe Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Elecha Adonai Nafshi Esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Thy trust in thee.
Becha Vatahti, 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 Vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al Egosha,
Al Egosha, Al Egosha, Al Egosha, Al Egosha.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al Ya'alitsu Oyevai,
Oyevai, Oyevai.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the nest. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble, out of all his trouble, out of all his trouble, out of all his trouble. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shabbat. Strong. Strong. Yes, I find that, you know, this particular 17th sabbatical right here, and this Shabuah, seeing that it's like post-Exodus, it's after, you know, the Exodus, it's after all those works, those wonders perform, the experience, the journey, at this particular stage of the journey, and even this particular chapter really brings it out. It's a transition. We have like a transition going on, right? It's a transition right here. So it's reflective. I'm beginning to really cite observing the ebb and the flow, the ebb and the flow, you know, not just we just hearing the word and intellectually receiving the word, but really more heartically you know, and I tried, and I'm growing in grace and that knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm seeing, you know, the living wisdom, you know, that living wisdom, you know, within the Torah and within the reflection in the liberty, you know, and walking it out, right? So this chapter right here, it forms a transition. Both a transition in the narrative. Remember, who's coming up out of Egypt and all the experiences in coming up out of Egypt. Now here, the key word and the name is Yitro or Yotor, and Jethro. We get into the meaning of that name and the etymology of the name. But Jethro, he is the Kohen Midian. He is the Hoten Moshe. He is the priest of Midian and the father-in-law of Moshe, right? So he's the priest of Midian, Yitro. Now, what's the first word? The first word is actually Yishma'a. Sounds familiar. Shema'a. Hear, O Israel. Shema'a Yisrael. Here we have Yishma'a Yitro, which literally translates, and he heard Jethro, or and Jethro heard. The translation would be, and Jethro heard. Yishma'a Yitro. He heard. So the hearing, right? The Shema'a. This is the key word, if you can receive it. The Shema'a. Who heard? Jethro. Well, who is Jethro? The next words brings that out. In the first words, the Hebrew first words, which is that Hoten Moshe. When we pick up in Exodus chapter 18, this chapter, Moshe's second book, Hebrew book of Exodus, chapter 18 forms the transition. There's a transition here. It's a transition to HaTorah, a transition to the law. Now, what did Jethro hear? What did he hear? He heard. Well, what happened? There had been the deliverance, the deliverance of Israel. There had been the testing passages here with redemption, the key word redemption. Remember, three part, redemption by power, slika, redemption by blood first, redemption by blood, the blood coming up and out of Egypt, right? Redemption by power, and here we are in experience. Right, and along that experience route. So we're looking at everything from the Passover, Pesach, everything from Passover to where we are presently. This is the post-Exodus within the narrative, within the prep. This is actually prepping within the yeshiva and the sabbatical studies, because upcoming, the first of the Mo'adim of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of He Who Be, We Be, and our Almighty Power, Father, Mishem Yeshua, is Pesach. Roughly the April-May time. So when we look at where we're at in the season and also look at the ebb and the flow, there was so much going on in the previous Torah portion. There's a lot going on here in this Torah portion, but we begin off with a transition, right? Almost like a cycle down, right? Reflective, right? What had happened, right? What was the testimony? Because in order to hear something, someone must speak something. In order for something to be heard, something must be spoken. So what was spoken? The deliverance, the exodus, the testing passes, the provision in the wilderness, and the warfare. So we see this fourfold. The deliverance, the deliverance, the testing passages, the experience along that journey of redemption that began with the blood, the power, and here still in the experience, the testing passages, the provision, the manna, the angel's bread, the manna, manna who, what is it? This is angel's bread. Right, even that word, the angel's bread, the living, right, that living manna who they receive provision in the wilderness, in the wilderness, and there was also the warfare with Amalek, Esau's grandson. So Esau is still in the picture, not Esau so much, but Esau's grandson, right, Esau's grandson. Carrying out the evil intent of his grandpappy, right? So that connection there is also, so what we're seeing here is the type. First, we're getting the biblical history. First is the history, then the mystery. Let's be duly and truly prepared. So any Elohim, any God who can do all this for Amo, his people deserves their allegiance. Right, their allegiance. So in a sense, this is like the Hebrew, we're leading up to the Hebrew pledge of allegiance. Right? So really observing the road, looking at the roadmap. Where have we been? Right? What's the key word here? How does this Torah portion begin off? Right? Is there something similar or something different? There's a different flow right here with this chapter. There's a different flow. In chapter 18, the lawgiver, when Yitro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, arrives, who does he bring? He brings Moshe's wife, Zipporah, brings Zipporah and his two sons, right? And what does what does he observe? He observed the lawgiver, Moshe, his son-in-law, doing what? Giving advice, using laws, torot, right, and rulings and judgments, mishpotim, right? But then he is given, right, he is given advice. Moshe is given advice by who? By Yitro, his Midianite. And here's where we get the Ethiopian connection, the Ethiopian relationship with Midian, right, and also with Sheba. And later we can follow this connection with the queen of Sheba. And that's what the prophetic word in Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel. See, the key of that oracle is the truth even here in the narrative concerning Yitro, the Kohen Midian, the Chotein Moshe. So the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, the Midianite connection with Abraham and Abraham's third wife, Keturah, right, and her six children with Father Abraham, and one of them, Midian. Then on the, another child, Sheba or Sheba, thus the connection with the queen of Sheba and the Afro-Shemitic, that Kamo-Hamo-Shemitic link right there. Oh, so let's just follow this more. Here we have Yitro, right? We have Jethro, his excellence, the name. We're going to get into the name. His excellence. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, the priest of Midian, giving advice, right? Giving advice to organize the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders, calling the elders to assist. See, Moshe, he is giving advice. He's using laws and rulings amongst the people who had come up and out of Mitzrayim. Oh, here in this chapter. Thus, when the law, HaTorah, is more fully revealed to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, a system. Right, a system will be in place to administer it. So we call this system, we say the shofs, the shofs. And also the connection with the hek shaush, too, the hek shaush and the ancient system of administration. This is the, this right here would be the Hebraic, we could say federal government, and we talk about democracy within the Hebrew context. It's important for us to see it there so we can get the true principle. So we have this ancient federal system of the shofs, right? We know as the shoftim and the shofs, like the hek shaus and the shashu, right? The Hebrew, and this is where we get the monumental within ancient Egypt and the het kapata and the metuneter, where we get the linguistic connections to with the biblical history, right? Where we get the proper context. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? See, that's the key right there, even with Yitro, Jethro. So when the law is more fully revealed, so Jethro's advice is that, listen, you're doing all of this by yourself. You need assistance. And here is advice. And if Elohim will, so be it. This advice will stand. So here we have a very important transition point within the narrative. After all that the people had experienced, they had experienced the deliverance, the exodus, the Passover, right, the coming out of Mitzrayim, right, forced bondage, both material and spiritual. They had been through the testing, the experiences of redemption, by Midbar. The provision also provided to them in the wilderness and additionally the warfare. Right, so this fourfold experience. So now this was news, then news both near and far. Right, when Moses' father-in-law came, he saw him by himself virtually from eve morning to evening, legislating. Right, he gave him advice to organize the elders and to create a system. Right, so that when the law is fully revealed, we see this now from observing the narrative, there would be a system in place. This is the key, a system. We say, fire upon the Babylonian shiftah. Well, what replaces it? Jah has already provided. a system will be in place to administer it. Now, the point of the passage is that a great leader, such as Moshe, humbly accepts advice from other, we could say, the godly believers, putting in that context, such as Jethro. He's not an Israelite, quote, unquote, but he is one of the Hebrew faith. And he gives advice, being the Kohen Midian, the Chotein Moshe, to delegate responsibility. So we have a lesson of delegation here in this chapter, in this transition point, this ebb and flow within the narrative. He does not try to do it all himself. Well, he tried, well, not that he was trying, but he was doing it because there was a need to have it done. Here, his father-in-law gives him good advice because Elohim does not want one individual, right, to even have to attempt to do it all. The chapter has three parts. First, it tells how Jethro heard and what he heard, how he came and how he worshiped and how he blessed He who be who he be, the Elohim of Israel, and also the advice of Jethro. And then it tells of how Moshe sought to implement the plan and the advice, and also how Jethro, how he returned and how he went home. Now, there's a passage here where it says, Vayish ma'ah Yitro, and he heard, literally, and he heard, Jethro translated, and Jethro heard. And it explains he's the Kohen Midian, the Chotein Moshe, and the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moses. He had heard et kol Asher Asa Elohim, all that Elohim had done to Moshe, ul Yisrael, amo, for Moses first, le Moshe, ul Yisrael, amo, for Israel, amo, for Israel, his people. Now, then we have ki hotziya Yahuwah, and it says, ki, because he, the one who brings out, he who be who he be, ki hotziya Yahuwah et Yisrael mimitzrayim. How that is translated, how that Jehovah brought Israel. Ki hotziya Yahweh, ki hotziya Yahweh. The clause begins with ki. This answers the question that no doubt in thinking and meditating on this, what did Jethro heard? And Jethro heard. What did he hear? Why Yishma'ah, Shema'ah, hear. Why Yishma'ah, and he heard. What did he hear? Here, the answer in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, we have ki hotziya, how that, when that hotziya Yahuwah, how he who be who he be was the hotziya, the bringer out, the one to bring out, the sa'at of the zed sa'at, the exodus. This answers the question of what Jethro, Yotor, had heard. It also provides, and this is very interesting just to meditate on this and to share this with the brothers and sisters, it provides a second explanatory noun clause that is the object of the verb. He heard, and he heard. He heard what? One, he heard all that God, all that Elohim had done. He heard it. Call Asher Asa Elohim. He heard call all or call Asher Asa to do Elohim that Elohim had done for who? For Moses and for Israel, his people. It's interesting that all he had done for Moses, firstly, Le Moshe, Ula Yisrael, and for Israel, Amo, for Israel, his people. So this verse here establishes many important first facts. Now, it also answers what Jethro had heard. He heard of all that Elohim had done. In order for somebody to hear something, somebody got to be speaking something. In order for somebody to hear a testimony, somebody has to be testifying. So what had previously occurred with the deliverance? We had the deliverance, right? You remember, what's the four main areas? The deliverance, the testing passages, the provision in the wilderness, and the warfare. The exodus, the experience or the testing passages, the provision or the manna, and then the warfare, the victorious, right, the victorious warfare against Amalek. So he heard of all that Elohim had done, the first, and then he heard that he had brought he heard Ki Hotziah. He heard that he had brought Et Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, me from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from bondage, from lockdown, from on the grid. So this is an important report. This is an important testimony, what Jethro had heard, because this means this is what was being newsed, right, all the way, you know, in every direction where one could hear, right? So Jethro is bringing forth his testimony for the claim of HaElohim that he had brought Israel out of Egypt will be, and this is the key as we get to the high point of this 17th Torah portion, this will be the foundation of the covenant and even the foundation of the first command. This testimony right here, he had heard of all he had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that he had brought Israel, that he had brought Israel. What's the first command? Right, what's the foundation of the covenant stipulation? So this right here, and in the hearing, the key word in the hearing, Vayishma'a, and he heard, Yitro, and Jethro heard what he had heard, right? The two parts of what he had heard, and that second part of what he had heard, how Jah had brought Israel out of bondage. This will be the stipulation or the foundation of that first word stipulation. And let's just connect this right here where it says, Vayedaber Elohim et kol ha-debarim ha-ele lemor. Here we have Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, and Elohim spake all these words saying, Vayedaber Elohim et kol ha-debarim ha-ele lemor. And verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, it says, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You see that right there, that foundation of the stipulation? Ki Hotziah, the one who has brought Israel Mi Mitzrayim. So here we have it in the Masoretic, verse 2 of Exodus chapter 20. It says, Anoki, Anoki, Yahuwah, Anoki. It's interesting, Anoki, we have Ani, Ani, elsewhere testify, I. The first person pronoun, I, Ani. But here, the very unique use here and there in very interesting ways, the Anoki. In ancient Egypt, to say, I am that I am, Nuk Punuk. It's an interesting connection, Nuk Punuk. Nuk, the pronoun, I am, Pu, that which, Nuk. So we have Anoki. Remember where he brought them out of. He says, he is thy God out of the land of Egypt. He says, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika. Hotzeitika. We had Ki Hotziah Yahuwah. Here it says, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Amitzrayim Mi Beit Abadim. Mi Beit Abadim. From the house of the Abadim, from the house of the forced and coerced laborers, or the house of bondage. So here, this chapter is the heart of the Torah, HaTorah, for Israel. And as such, is well known throughout the world, more or less. And we're going to touch on this a little bit more, but just look at that link right there with the first word here in the 17th. Sabbatical Torah portion, Yitro, he heard. What did he hear? Right, so that's an important point. With him coming forward, testifying, and worshiping. Yes, I, Rastafari. But this is a transition.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Ro'imen, El Ro'imen, El Ro'imen, El Ro'imen, El Ro'imen, El Ro'imen.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Saying, Vayedaber Elohim et
Kol ha-devarim ha-eile le'imor. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Mitzrayim Mi Beita Evadim. I Anoki, I be he who be who ye be, Zai Elohim. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, who brought thee, I, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of the Ivadim, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Loheka, Asher Hotzeitika, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Me Beit Ivadim.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yielecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to dance, you got to sound them for the XC down. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, Exodus, yo. Exodus, yo, yo, yo. Exodus, yo, 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 yo.
Right through. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our Elohim, he who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Achad hu, Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romimah Shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah, iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahweh, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Rosh, as Ras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahweh Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahweh Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs.
I deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his idleness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech haolam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Notein haTorah, who givest the Torah, who givest the law, 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 givest the law.
Vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom hashishi. Vaykulu hashemayim v'haaretz v'kol sivam. Vaykol Elohim b'yom hashivim melakto asher asa. Vayishbot b'yom hashivim mikol melakto asher asa. Vayvarek Elohim et yom hashivim Vaykadesh oto, kivo shavat mikol melakato, asher bara Elohim la'asot.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hambara. Baruch Yahweh Hambarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Notein Ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy, thy light, thy dear testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
Hear for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. First up offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat, 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 Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18. Redemption. Third item, experience. Leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up the Sefer Shemot. And hear, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
Hear for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. First up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat,
Shabbat,
Shabbat,
Shabbat,
Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shabbat,
Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18. Redemption. Third item, experience. Leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, 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 Shemot. Exodus chapter 18. Hebrew first words here. V'shem ha'av v'hatein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh. Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Chotein Moshe, Eit Kol Asher Asa Elohim, Le Moshe, Ula Yisrael Ammo, Ki Yahotzi Yehova, Eta Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim, the true good, the true God, had done for Moshe, for Moses, and for Yisrael, for Israel, his people, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had brought Yisrael mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard Yitro, and Yitro, Jethro heard. Vayishma'a Yitro. Kohen Midian Choten Moshe, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of the Choten Moshe, Eight call asher asa
Elohim
Elohim Elohim Elohim Elohim Elohim Elohim Elohim all that Elohim had done le Moshe for Moses u le Israel ammo and for Israel for Israel ammo his people how Yahweh Jehovah had exodused Ki Yahotzi Yahweh et Yisrael Israel Mitzrayim out of Mitzrayim out of Egypt. Then Yitro Jethro Moshe's father-in-law took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, Eshet Moshe, Moshe's Eshet Orset, after he had sent her, and her two sons, of whom the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Ki amar gera. Hayiti be'eretza nakriya. And the name of the other, Eliezer. And the name of the other, Eliezer. Kia Elohe Ari be'ezri. Wayatzeleini me'chereb paro. For the Elohim of my father, Elohe Ari. For the Elohim of my father, said he was, mine help, bi'ezri, in my help, bi'ezri, and delivered, and I livered, wayatzeleini, and had delivered, wayatzeleini, me chereb paro, from the sword, the chereb of paro, and Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons, and his wife, Ishto, or Seto, with his orset to Moshe, Bamidbar, into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim, at Har Ha-Elohim. And he said to Moshe, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, am come to thee, I, and Ishteka, and the I, Ishet, Eshet, Orset, the I wife, and her two sons with her. And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance, bowed and kissed him. And they asked each other of their shalom, of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moshe and Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had done to Paro and to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for Israel's sake. And all the travail that had come upon them by the way. And Yahweh, how Jehovah delivered, I delivered them. Vayesapera Moshe le chotno et kol asher asah Yahweh le faro ula mitraim ala odot Yisrael et kol hatala'a asher mitzatam ba derek. Wayat Elaim Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. And Yitro and Jethro rejoice for all the goodness Yahweh had done to Israel, to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians,
the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians.
Why had Yitro al kol ha Torah asher asah Yahuwah le Yisrael asher hi silo miyad Mitzrayim. Now, and Jethro and Yitro, and Yitro said, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, who hath delivered you, out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, the great house, who hath delivered, I livered Ha'am, the people, from under the hand, from under the yard of the Mitzrayi. Now I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, greater than all gods, than all Elohim, for in the thing, in the thing wherein they dealt proudly,
he was above.
Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim, U Miyad Paro, Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am, Miyad Tachata Yada Mitzrayim, Ta Yadaeti Yakiya Gadoli Yahuwah, Mikol Ha'elohim, Ki Badavar Asher Zado Elehem. And Yitro said, and Jethro said, Wayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyada Mitzrayim, blessed be he who be who he be, who hath snatched you out of the hand, out of the yard of the Mitzrayim. Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, and out of the yard of Paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the great house. Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am, Miyatachata Yad Mitzrayim, who hath delivered, I livered Ha'am, who has snatched, delivered the people. Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am, Miyatachat, from under, Miyatachat Yad Mitzrayim, from under the hand of the Mitzrayim. Ata Yadaiti, now I know. Ata Yadaiti. Ata yadaiti, now I know. Ata yadaiti yakiya gadoli Yahuwah. Now I know that Jehovah is greater mi kol ha'elohim than all the Elohim, than all the natures, than all the Elohim. Mi kol ha'elohim badavara Asher Zadua Elehem, yea, for that they dealt proudly against them, ki for Vadavar, by the word Asher, that which Yadu Elehem, for that they dealt proudly against them,
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 against them.
For in the thing, for in the word, ki vadavar, vadavar, ki vadavar, asher zadu elehem. For in the davar, the word, in the thing, for in the thing, ki vadavar, for in the thing, the word, wherein they dealt proudly. Ki va davar asher zadu elehem
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 elehem elehem. Above them he was, above them. Now Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim, Lelohim, and Aharon and Aaron came, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, all the elders of Yisrael, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifnei Ha'elohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Ola, Uazevachim, Lelohim, Vayavo, Aharon, Vekola, Ziknei Yisrael, לאכול לחם עם חותן משה לפני האלוהים. And Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took, ויקח Yitro, and he took Yitro and Jethro took. Vayikach Yitro. Chotein of Moshe. Moses' chotein, the chotein of Moshe, Moses' father-in-law. Ola. Ola. A burnt offering, a holocaust offering, an ascension offering. Ola. U zevahim. U zebachim. And sacrifices. Uzavachim leElohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God. Vayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Vayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Vekola Ziknei Yisrael, and all the Ziknei of Yisrael, the elders of Israel. LeEkol Lechem, to eat bread. LeEkol Lechem, to eat bread. Im Chotein Moshe, with Moses' Chotein, with Moses' father-in-law, Lifne ha Elohim, for the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, 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 Trinity. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the second. Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Of offering, offering up. Second ascension here, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro. Sabbath, Jethro, 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 Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18 here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe, that Moses sat to judge Ha'am, the people, and Ha'am and the people stood by Moshe, stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. Vayehi miya machoret mi machorata vayesheva Moshe lishpot et Ha'am. Vaya emoda ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'arav. And it came to pass, vayehi, and it came to pass on the morrow, vayehi, miya ma'charot, mi ma'charat, mi ma'charat, vayehi, miya ma'charat. And it came to pass on the morrow, vayeshev, that sat Moshe, that Moses sat, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot, that Moses sat to judge et Ha'am, the people. Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot et Ha'am. Vayaemod Ha'am. And the people stood. Vayaemod Ha'am, and the people stood. Alam Moshe stood about, or pun about Moses. Mi Nahaboker, from the boker, from the morning, min haboker ad ha'arav, from the morning to the evening, 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 the evening. And when Moshe's chotein, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to Ha'am, to the people, he said, "What this thing? What this thing that thou doest to Ha'am? Why sittest thou thyself alone, all one, and all Ha'am, the people, stand by thee from morning to even, 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 even. Wa yare'e choteina Moshe et kol asher hu oseh la'am. Wa yomer ma hadavar hazeh, 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 asher ata oseh la'am. Madu'a ata. Yosheva levadeka, we call ha'am, mitzava, aleka, minabok erra ad areva. And when Moses' chotein, father-in-law saw, wayare'e chotein, Moshe, all that he did to the people, etakol asherahu, ose la'am. He said, wayomer, ma, hadavar hazeh, what is this thing? What is this word? What is this matter? What is this thing? Ma hadavar hazeh, asher ata Oseh La'am, that thou, the I, male, doest to the people. Asher Ata, Oseh La'am. Why sittest thou thyself, le vadeka, by thyself alone, le vadeka, with kol laham nitzav aleka, and all the people, and all the people stand about thee, I mean, boker, from morning, ad arev, to the arev, to the arev, to the even, to the evening. And Moshe said to his father-in-law, said to Chotanu, his father-in-law, because the people, Ha'am, come to inquire of Elohim. Vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo elai ha'am, lidrosh Elohim. And Moses said to his chotno, his father-in-law, vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo, because coming elai to I ha'am, because the people come to I, ki yavo elai ha'am. Lidrosh Elohim, to inquire, lidrosh, to seek, to inquire, lidrosh Elohim, of the true good, of the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make know the statutes of Ha-Elohim, Etahukei Ha-Elohim, and his laws, Ve'eta Torotayo. And Moshe's father-in-law, Chotain, said to him, the thing that thou doest, not good. Vayomer Chotain Moshe Elayo, Lotov, Hadavar, Asher ata oseh, the davar, the matter, the word that thou doest is lotov, not good, lotov, hadavar, asher ata oseh, thou will surely wear away, both thou, the I, and this people, that with the eye, for this thing, too heavy for the eye, thou art not able to perform it thyself, alone. Hearken now to my voice, I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with the eye, be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou, the I, mayest bring the causes to Elohim, to Ha Elohim. Lotov hadavar rasha ata oseh, not good the thing that the I doest. Navola tivola gamata gam ha'am haze ashara imach. Ki kaveda mimka, mimka, ki kaved mimka, too heavy for the eye, hadavar lo tukala, esehu levadeka, surely thou will wear away both thou and this people that is with the eye, ki kaveda mimka, for the thing is too heavy for the eye. Kia kaveda mimeka hadavar. Lo tukala esehua levadeka. The eye art not able to perform it thyself. Levadeka alone. Ata shema'a bikoli. Hearken now to my voice. Ata now. Ata shema'a, now hearken here, bikoli, to my voice. I, counsel, I'm counseling the I. Ia atzika, we he Elohima imach. Hey ye, ata la amula ha Elohima we hereta ata eta hadevarim ilaha Elohim. I will give the I counsel. Hearken now, ata shema'a. Bikoli to my voice, Bikoli, Iya Atzeka, and I will counsel, give counsel, I will counsel the I, Iya Atzeka, we he Elohim imach, and Elohim be with the I, we he Elohim imach, hey ye, ata la'am, be thou the I for the people, mula ha Elohim. Before Elohim, we heveta ata eta hadvarim el haElohim and bring the I and bring thou we heveta ata and bring the I eta hadvarim the causes the words hadvarim the matters el haElohim to haElohim the true good the true God and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws. And shalt shew them the way wherein they must walk, must trod, and the walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge Ha'am, the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with the eye. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, I so. Then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place. Be shalom in shalom, shalom, in shalom, peace, 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 shalom,
shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom, shalom,
And hear, Shema'a,
Yishmara,
Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara,
Yishmara,
Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, Yishmara, For the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Vayishma'a Moshe, likola chotino, vayasa kol asher amar. So Moses, Moshe, hearkened, obeyed, listened attentively, hearkened, obeyed. Vayishma'a Moshe, hearken to the voice of his father-in-law, likol chotno, and he did all that he had said. Vayas kol asher amar, and he did, vayas kol all asher, that which amar, that which he had said. And Moshe and Moses chose able men out of all Yisrael, chose able men out of all Yisrael, and made them heads,
and made them Ra's heads over Ha'am, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Vayivachar Moshe Anshe Chayil Mikol Yisrael Vayiten Otam Rashim Al Ha'am Sarei Elafim Sarei Meot Sarei Chamishim with Sarei Sarot. And Moses chose Vayivchar Moshe, and Moses chose Vayibachar Moshe able men, Anshe Chayil, 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 men of Chayil, able men, Anshe Chayil, out of all Yisrael, Mikola Yisrael, Vayiten Otam Rashim, and made them heads, Rashim, made them Rasis, Vayiten Otam Rashim, Al Ha'am, over the people, Sare Lafim, Sare, rulers, Sars, rulers, Sare Lafim, rulers of thousands, Sareya Meot, rulers of hundreds, Sareya Chemishim, rulers of fifties, Visareya Sarot, and rulers of tents, and they judged Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moshe, to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moshe and Moses let his father-in-law Chotano depart, and he went his way into his own
land. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here. Here for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Yisrael, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 19, for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth offering up, the fourth reading here, for this Shabbat Yisrael, Sabbath Jethro, redemption. Third item, experience, the ninth stage of the journey, the ninth stage of the tribe, Yisrael, Israel at Sinai. Ba Chodesh HaShishi, Lutz Eita B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u Midbar Sinai. In the third month, the third moon, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were gone forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. Ba Chodesh HaShishi, in the third month, L'Tzeita Bnei Yisrael, after the children of Israel were gone forth, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, out of the Eretz, out of the land. Me Eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Bayom Hazeh, in the day. Hazeh, this, the same day. Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u, they came. Midbar Sinai, came they into the Midbar of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness in the Midbar. And they are Yisrael, Israel, camped before the mount. Vayisu me Rephidim, Vayovu Midbar Sinai, Vayachinu ba Midbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha-Har. Redemption, third item, experience. Grace, given up for law. Verse 3. And Moshe and Moses went up to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Yahuwah Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children, the sons of Israel, U Moshe Allah El Ha-Elohim Wayikra Elayo Yahuwah Min Ha-Har Lemor Koh Tomar Le Reita Yaakov We Tageda Livnei Yisrael Ye Yah have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you all to myself. Atem ritem asher asiti le mitzrayim wa'esa etkem alla kansei nisharim wa avi etkem elai. Now, therefore, if y'all will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then y'all shall be a peculiar treasure to me, to I, above all people, for all the earth mine, and ye and y'all shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These the words which thou, the I, shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Atem ri'item asher asiti le Mitzrayim wa esa etkem al kanfei nisharim wa avi etkem elai we ata im Shamoa tishamu bikoli ushamartem eta deriti wehitem li tzigula mikol ha'amin ki li kol ha'aret aret 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 aret. Ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought y'all to myself, to thyself. Now, therefore, the Ata, now, therefore, we Ata, im, Shamoa, Tishamu, if y'all will hearken and hearing it here, Shamoa, Tishamu, Bikoli, if y'all will hearken, hear and hearing, Shamoa, Tishamu, Bikoli, to my voice, to my voice indeed. Ua shemartem tabriti, and keep and guard. U shemartem, and keep and guard. U shemartem et tabriti, and keep thy covenant. Wehiyitem li, then ye, then y'all shall be mine. Segula, 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 wehiyitem, wehiyitem, and y'all will be li for me. Segula, segula, mine own treasure. Segula, mikol ha'amin, from among all peoples. Ki li kol ha'aret, for all the earth is mine. With atem tihiyu li mamleketa kohanim with boyak adosha el hadvarim asher titaber el bnei Yisrael. These are the words. El hadvarim. These are the words asher titaber, that thou shalt speak El B'nai Yisrael to the B'nai, to the sons, to the B'nai, to the children. El B'nai Yisrael, to the children, sons of Yisrael.
Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 19, here at verse 7, for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. Vayavo Moshe, Vayikra, Lezikney Ha'am, Vayasem, Lifneihem, Eitakol Ha'devarim, Ha'el Asher, Siwahu, Yahuwah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 19, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, 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 Vayavo Moshe, Vayikra, Lezikney Ha'am, Vayasem Lifneihem, Eitakol Ha'devarim, Ha'el Asher, Siwahu, Yahuwah. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, commanded him. Vayabo Moshe, Vayikra Ziknei Ha'am, Vayasem Lifneihem, Eitakol Ha'devarim, Ha'el Asher Siwahu Yahuwah. And Moses came, Vayavo Moshe, and called, Vayikra, and called for the elders of the people, Vayikra Lizikne Ha'am, and set before them, Vayasem Lifnehem, and set before their faces, their perception, Vayasem Lifnehem, Eitakol Ha'devarim Ha'ele, all these words, eight kol ha-devarim ha-eile, asher z'iwahu Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded. Here's the fifth dispensation, law, ha-Torah, extends to the cross. Compare and contrast from Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. The fifth dispensation, Torah, law, direction, instruction, teaching, law, extends to the cross. Verse 8, and all the people answered together and said, all that Yahuwah, all that Jehovah have spoken, we will do. And Moshe and Moses returned the words of the people to Jehovah. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau vayomru kol asher diber Yahuwah. Na itseh. Vayashev Moshe eta diberei ha'am eli Yahuwah. And all the people answered together. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau, and all of the people answered together. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau, and said, Vayomru, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has spoken, we will do. Kol asher diberi Yahuwah na'iseh. Vayashev Moshe et divrei ha'am eli Yahuwah. And Moses reported And Moses returned, and Moses reported, Vayasheva Moshe. Eta Dibrei Ha'am, the Dibrei, the words of Ha'am, of the people, Eliyahuwa, to cha, redemption, third item, experience, to a people under Torah, under law, direction, instruction, under teaching. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity is, quote, in a thick cloud, end quote, and unapproachable. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, lo, look, I come to thee in a thick cloud, that people Ha'am may hear when I speak with thee and believe and amen and admit as true. Thee forever. And Moshe and Moses told the words of Ha'am of the people to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, go to Ha'am and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them and make them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yahuwah Jehovah will come down in the sight of all Ha'am, all the people upon Mount Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds to Ha'am, to the people round about, saying, take heed, take to heed, yourself, take yourself, heed, yourself, heed, yourself, go, 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 up, go up, into, up, into up, mount, into up, mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount, Ha'har, shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast or a man. It shall not live. When the trumpet, the shofar, soundeth long, they shall come up to Ha'har. They shall come up to the mount. And hear. Here, the Sheishi, Le Sephardim. Here is the Sheishi for the Sephardim. Here, Exodus chapter 19 at verse 14. The Sheishi, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth of offering up, the sixth reading. Here, Le Sephardim. Sephardim. Why Yereda Moshe Mina Ha'ara Illa Ha'am. Why Kadesha Eta Ha'am. And Moshe and Moses went down from Ha'har, went down from the mount to the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to Ha'am, he said to the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day, in the Boker in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon Ha'har, upon the mounts, and the voice of the trumpet, the voice of the shofar, exceeding loud, so that all Ha'am, all the people that in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought forth Ha'am, brought forth the people out of the camp, to meet with Ha'Elohim. And they stood at the nether part of Ha'har, at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahuwah Jehovah descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moshe spake, and Elohim, and the true good, the true God, answered him by a voice in Voka. And Yahuwah Jehovah came down upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, on the top of Har, on the top of the mount. And Yahweh Jehovah called Moshe to the top of the mount. And Moshe and Moses went up, and Moses,
Yes. About to go over the first day service coming forward. That was the fifth aliyah right there. And then the sixth aliyah has the 10 words, a.k.a. the 10 commandments, very foundation of HaTorah, the giving of those 10. The 10 words as matches vice as I and I, right? To fulfill, you know, the 10 words and all of that, the 10 commandments.
Mm,
so stay tuned.
Burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire.
Yes, Rastafari. So that theophany right there, that revelation, there was the fire.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And in the shofar, and the shofar, the ram horn. Yeah. Yes, the sixth, the seventh, Aliyot, as well as the Brit, Chadasha, and of course the Haftarah coming forward for the first day service. Do tell, and hear, in tune with the reason for the season. Go tell it. How that tune go? Go on the mountain. Yes, I over the hills and everywhere.
I'm begging you.
off a mountain lives an old man who sits all day and hopes things will come his way. And of the first time ever I passed by his way, he called me, son, come on over here. He said, although you may not know me, but deep down something tells me that you're just going astray.
Shavuot Tov, a good seven, good strong.
Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Yes. Stay tuned for first day service, Sunday service, first day service. Come up at the top of the hour. Ten words of revelation.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot.
Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion. And to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Yes, Yes. Then we had Sinai, now to Zion, the assembly of the firstborn on the end and the ivory coming up, first day service. Shavua Tov, have a good strong seven. Yom HaRishon Tov, a good first day. Melkam Ehud, Hashem Yeshua.